I'd like to call the Franklin City Council Chambers, I'm looking at the Plan Commission, but I want to call the Common Council meeting to order for Tuesday, July 18th, 2017. Madam Clerk, could you do a roll call, please?
Mayor Olson is excused. Council President Dandria?
Here, and just an announcement, I will be voting as an alderman for on all issues.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor is excused. Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, welcome. I'd like to open up with the citizen comment period, please. Any citizens wanting to speak on any agenda item are more than welcome to talk at this time.
Jeff Green, 3519, West Churchill Avenue. I put this hat on for a fact. Some 12, 15 years ago, I think when we got these hats, some of the citizens in Franklin got these hats. I believe there was a ball game that we were going to, and somehow or other they were made available for purchase. I think it would be a good idea if the city would do that again because of the fact that it kind of advertises Franklin. And I'm proud of Franklin. I'm glad I live in Franklin. Otherwise, I wouldn't live here if I wasn't glad I lived here. But there are a couple other comments I'd like to make. First of all, I'd like to compliment Glenn, our city engineer, on his comments over the Public Service Commission meeting last week. I happened to attend that meeting. It had to do with the water utility. And Glenn said some very good things about Franklin, and I enjoyed every word that he said, and Glenn, you did a good job with Franklin, just so you know. Thank you. Third, final, item number 11. I wondered for a long time why Franklin hasn't built some of our own roads and kept them up instead of having it done, but I see you're buying some equipment to do that now, and I would support that as a citizen. I would support that wholeheartedly. But I think we can save some money if we do that for the city. So, in my opinion, it's a good move on the city's part. Thank you.
Thank you, Casper. Anyone else for citizens' comment? Well, seeing none, and I'm surprised, I'll close the citizen comment period. The approval of minutes for June 20th.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes as corrected in front of us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? None. So the votes 5-4, 0 against, and 1 absent.
Motion carries.
Motion carries also. Approval hearings. Item D. I don't believe there are any, so we don't have to worry about that. Organizational business, mayor appointments of Kathleen Schnagel. Alderman Taylor is not here. Do I have a motion?
I'll so move.
Second.
And we need a voice vote, please. Or a roll call, please. Alderman.
Is the person we're approving present?
Kathleen Schnagel, are you out in the audience?
No, she's not.
No, she is not.
Okay.
So, Alderman?
I'd just like to say on behalf of Kathleen Schnagel, I've worked with her for many years prior to her retirement at the Sheriff's Office, and she was a phenomenal senior commander as a captain, and I believe she would serve the city very well.
Okay. Any other comments?
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Alderman Barber, I'm sorry. Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
The vote is 5 in favor, 0 against, and 1 absent. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is Letters and petitions. And we have, well, yes, letters and petitions. Franklin Fire Department, letter of recognition for firefighter paramedic Justin Palin. So, Chief and Justin Palin, why don't you come up, please?
And so this is a letter of recognition for Justin, who went beyond his means. And this letter reflects this. Dated July 18, 2017, this letter of recognition is a presentation to firefighter paramedic Justin Palin on this date for his heroic actions on May 28, 2017. On that date, the Franklin Fire Department was dispatched to assist the Franklin Police Department in a possible water rescue. A fleeing suspect had entered a water retention pond in the 9900 block of South 31st Street in an attempt to elude the officers. While a police officer entered the water to attempt to place the subject in custody, firefighter Palin donned a survival suit and stationed nearby on shore in the event that either the subject or the police officer needed assistance. Firefighter Palin was instructed not to engage the potential combatant subject unless it became a matter of life or safety. As the officer approached, the suspect attempted to swim away into deeper water. He quickly became exhausted and distressed and struggled to keep his head above water. At that time, firefighter Palin immediately entered the water and quickly gained control of the victim. Personnel on shore were then able to pull both victim and rescuer to safety by the shore. Firefighter Palin's decisive and timely actions ensured that the incident did not escalate and possibly saved the victim's life. Justin's preparedness and willingness to act reflect credit on himself and also our fire department. And his actions truly display and promote the department's mission and values. The Franklin Fire Department is proud to recognize Firefighter Justin Palin's service on May 28, 2007. We'd like to give Justin very much.
Stay for the meeting. You don't all have to run out.
It's only four yeah. more hours.
Well, some of them do have to.
Yes. Item G1, donations. I'd like to...
Move to approve.
This is donations now on the National Night Out. So there are a lot of businesses, local, that have contributed finances to make this night possible in the city of Franklin. There is a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? None? The vote is 5-4, 0 against, and 1 absent.
Motion carries.
Item G1B is... Oh, the motion carries, too. I should write that down. The next motion, or the next agenda item, is G1B, which is a wheelchair donation to the Franklin Public Library.
I make motion to accept the wheelchair donation.
Is first and seconded by Mr. Barber, or Alderman Barber. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? None. So the vote goes 5-4, 0 against, 1 absent, and the motion carries.
Hold on.
Item G2. Franklin Senior Citizens, the semi-annual report for 2017. So, Mr. Knippel, would you like to come up to the table and give us, or Casper as well, or both of them, come up and give us a short and sweet synopsis of the progress of this organization for the city.
Okay. The Franklin seniors, again, thank the aldermen and alderwomen for providing the money that puts on a subsidized meal once a month for a hot meal at the Root River Center, and once a month at Brenwood for a kind of light social card-playing time where people just gather to have a good time. We, as you know, are just a pass-through for the money that you provide. We pay for what's going on, and we submit a bill to the city, and the city reimburses us. This effort would not be possible without the many, many volunteers. I'd like to name a few of them, starting with Marge and Don Giebert, Lynn Borkenhagen, Genevieve Fuss, Beverly Key, Ingrid and Jay Carroll, Russ and Pat Sapansky, other board members, Casper, just the only reason it goes on is because of the volunteers. You know, if people didn't step up and do things, it wouldn't get done. And basically what we do is, you know, we are very good citizens with your money that you provide us. We didn't use all of it last year. We were glad to see it for this year. That will, give us a little bit of flexibility. We can perhaps at our picnic provide a few small prizes for the bingo when they drink the free beer that they contributed to.
Sure.
And hopefully all the aldermen that are members will show up for our picnic this, because it's free beer.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Everybody's welcome to join and gather with us. If you have any questions?
Are there any questions of the common council? From the common council?
Just one quick question, Fred, and I'll probably ask Basil the same question. How many of your members cross over to the travel program, too? Is it separate, or is it all the same people?
Separate.
I know the organizations are separate, and you get separate money from us, but I want to know if the people, the members...
We don't track it.
Okay.
You know, we just don't track it.
Okay.
Because we don't... Basil would come and provide information occasionally, but he hasn't been there in a while. He's always welcome to come and provide that information to any of our members. I know he shows up at the walking club, that again is another separate thing that was run by Pat and Russ Sapansky, but it's now run by David and Judy Biney. I think they're the new coordinators that took over after Russ and Pat were there for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So they said they were retiring, and another set of volunteers stepped up and took over the walking club at
and you don't track that membership either?
No.
You don't know if it's the same. It could be totally different.
Yeah.
It could be. Okay.
We're basically just getting reimbursed from the city for subsidizing the meals.
Mm-hmm.
We provide the food, and we contracted with Root River to provide a hot meal, and then every third Wednesday we provide a cold lunch. We go and get stuff from Pick and Save here and provide sandwiches and salads. And there was no need to track it. We have 145 members that come on Wednesdays.
And the first Wednesday of the month is your business meeting, correct?
More or less, yes.
And what kind of business do you do?
As we're in a flux now, we had been challenged by some members to kind of clarify what we were. When we used to talk about our membership bylaws, the attorney told us that they never should have been called bylaws. They should have been called policy. And we took her advice, and we have stopped calling them bylaws. And we are in the process of revamping that to make them policy, so there should be less confusion about what's going on.
Thank you.
Ms. Wilhelm.
Related to the bylaws, if you're going to revamp them, you're going to have to put those in with your articles of incorporation. Are you going to do that? No, you're just going to do them in-house. And it's
policy.
Policy.
Because
state.
Our corporate bylaws determine that our board of directors has complete and full authority over all activities of the Franklin Senior Citizens, Inc., because now the membership that meets on the Wednesdays and the third Wednesday is basically just a group of seniors that the Franklin Seniors, Inc. took over the management when the Recreation Department gave it back to the city, and there was nobody to run that program. Mr. Tom Schneider, who was our executive director at that time, said he would run both programs. And then, of course, we couldn't afford to run the travel program because at that time they wanted insurance. And just starting out in 2000, 2001, we had no excess funds.
Have you ever provided a balance report or an annual report to the city, an annual report that shows, like, you know, the pie chart like most organizations do?
You've got your spreadsheet of the funds.
Right, but the funds that are reflected here aren't the same as what shows online on your 501c3 status.
990.
Your 990, correct.
Yeah, those funds were aggregated from old HUD funds when, at the time in 2001, we intended to revamp the old police department into a city center. Mm-hmm. And because the support was not there from the city at the time, our executive director left us. And that's where, when we talked about policy and bylaws, Casper was the president at the time along with Kurt Below. And they basically didn't have any knowledge of what to do. And we've been going along like that for the last 16 years until Tom Schneider became a member of the board, not Tom Schneider, but Tom Taylor, and he got us in touch with a nonprofit attorney who took a look at our corporate bylaws and our membership policy and said, you have to do something with that bylaws policy.
So what is your, I know I looked at your balance like last year, but what is your current financial balance?
For the organization. We have about $87,000 in funds that were put aside for a community center, which is basically, you know, I would say the dream is nice, but Franklin's not going to get a community center.
And that $87,000 accumulated how?
From HUD funds. At one time, we were getting $24,000 or $25,000 to include in the process of developing a community center, and it was never came to fruition. So we didn't have to turn it back into HUD. Once they granted us that money, we didn't have to turn it in. So the advice from our board was to put it in saving certificates, which we've done. We're very loath to do anything with it other than build a community center.
So is that what the organization's plans are for that $87,000, since it's federal money that was collected by a private organization?
Well, there were some grants and donations. Aurora was a very good friend for many years. They would give us a grant every year. There were some healthcare facilities that gave us grants and funds. Probably we could break out what funds were what, but that would entail going back, you know, 16 years worth of financial records to break it out.
My concern is, you know, we enjoy supporting the seniors, no doubt on that. But, you know, we have several members in the fire department. They need, you know, $20,000 for something. And, you know, you have $87,000 that's just been sitting in account for countless years, and we keep funding the project. Well, is there any intentions to use some of that money to help fund that project or fund your organization in itself, or are you?
That was not the intent of the money. The intent was to help build and plan for a community center. Mr. Schneider had it ready to go for the old police station down below and got very little support from the city at that time. So he did not continue with getting grants and any other funding. So that money has been accumulating.
Right, and accumulating interest, although the interest is probably not real great at this point, but in the past it's been. Do you have any of it locked up in a CD?
All of it.
It's all in a CD.
We only have enough to basically pay for 2 months' worth of food that we get reimbursed from the city in our check.
Okay. Well, I would be interested to see what the plan is for the organization, if the city is going to continue to give funding, what the plan is for that $87,000. So I'll be you don't have to answer that now. I'll just, be following and to see where the organization is heading and what the goals will be once you get your other documents in order.
Just to explain to you, the meal program was taken on by the corporation, our Franklin Senior Citizens, when the Recreation Department gave it up, because that's where the meal program started for the seniors. They used to eat at Franklin High School. They would move on to other places when they outgrew it. Then the Recreation Department and the school district said, too much money goes into our cap. They gave it back to the city. The city didn't know what to do with it. Tom Schneider said, well, we'll volunteer and run the program. And that's what's continued all this time. We never intended to run the meal program. That was taken on because nobody else would do it.
I've been around for 17 or longer years, so I remember all the Tom Schneider. I remember all that.
Ago, so I gave you the full history of what was going on. So,
okay, I don't have any more questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Fred. Fred and Casper, we do acknowledge your commitment to the organization. As you are aware of, we are also entering a new budget period in the near future. And so, and we don't know where that's going. So, but we are concerned about balances carried by nonprofits. And so, we don't know what the city, we know that the city can't afford to put in a community center, but that's not my decision. I know I had one more question by Alderman Barber, and then we'll move on this topic.
Yes. For the record, when is the picnic?
The first Wednesday of August. Okay. River Center. Yeah. River Shorts.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for your report.
Thank you.
And we'll hear from you soon. There's no action needed on that item. So item G4 is, isn't Basil next? Okay, item G3 is Franklin Senior Citizen Travel Program. So, Mr. Ryan, welcome.
Thank you and good evening.
Would you like to provide us a little update for the audience, but a couple minutes?
Sure. Based on the letter that I've submitted for the sake of the audience that isn't privy to it, that the Franklin Travel Program, which is a partnership between the City of Franklin and volunteers that was set up roughly in 2001 by a resolution that I had proposed and brought forward, has seen great success. Most recently, it has grown to the level of last month we took 3 buses and 121 seniors that went to the fireside. The program has continued to reach out to the seniors in the community of Franklin. We constantly are getting new people. 3 buses last month, and all 3 buses were brand new participants, first-time trip participants, all from the city of Franklin. It continues to grow in numbers. To answer Alderman Mayor, I do track all of that information. One of the things that we have done with the travel program is we've computerized everything, and we keep track of people that are coming, and mostly why we do that is some of them have disabilities, need a walker, a cane, so part of that tracking of them is tracking their disabilities for trips, so we know, we keep track of what trips are popular, what trips aren't, and we look for any repeat in there. What we're seeing is constantly new participants with that program and with the success of growing. We're now having a trip that will go in August down to Chicago, a trip that is probably one of a kind. It's going to involve a boat tour, it'll involve a bus tour, and it will also involve eating at Harry Carey's restaurant. Everyone knows Harry Carey for the seventh inning, take me out to the ball game with the Cubs and other things. So, and we've done that all for $71. Now, if you look at that pricing, just the bus, just the boat trip alone is a $46 trip. The bus trip is higher than that. And so we've been able to take advantage of deals that are out there, and as a result, the seniors benefit in our community. I just want to say, while I have the opportunity, is, you know, when we're talking our budget constraints, you have to realize that the city needs seniors. They need the seniors are a backbone of anybody's community. They provide your volunteer service, because so many young families are constantly with school activities and that. They do your church activity. You see them as ushers, money collectors. You see them at City Hall, whether it's the voting time and that. So you need them. You can't drive them out. And a lot of seniors feel helpless because they're property taxpayers, and yet their biggest argument is they don't have kids in the school system, but they pay those higher taxes. When this program was designed, it was designed to encourage Franklin seniors to be active in the community, to get out and feel part that the city was paying them back, in a sense, by partnering, by providing the bus, and they provided the trips that they went to, and they paid for that themselves. The goal of the program was to use volunteers. I field a lot of calls from a lot of communities that actually pay full-time employees to run the community, to run the senior activities in their communities. And the success that is out there with our program, I can tell you for the Fireside, they're amazed that when we bring as many people as we do for seniors. And they're well-attended events where they're sitting, talking, intermixing. We don't have clicks. That's one of the announcements I make on there. We're not a click, you know, thing. That's why I do the tracking. We don't seem to have the same people repeatedly, you know, showing up in that. We have a infusion of new memberships, new people going. I think since this is that I've been tracking, we have close to 2,000 different people that have gone on trips one way or the other. We don't encourage anything. If you look at the newsletter that's coming out, I've eliminated reference to residents outside of Franklin, because we've been turning down way too many people that'll call and say, oh, I understand you're going on this trip, and can I, you know, can I go? And they don't live in the city. So we just have too much of an involvement from within our city that we don't need to do that. In the past, it was done to fill a bus, where if we were short on a bus, we were looking for more seats in that. We don't need to do that. We do have, and it was heartbreaking, you know, I wanted to pay for the young lady's, you know, seat myself. We had a grandmother that was in her late 80s, and her 18-year-old granddaughter took her to the Fireside. Now, how many 18-year-olds are willing to go to sit, you know, in a show and all of that? And, you know, now she lived outside the city, but she was allowed to go. So a lot of the seniors, we do allow a caretaker. With her, she was in a walker. And she was concerned, you know, maneuvering herself by herself in it. She went and seen other people her age, seen other walkers in that, and she feels at home. That's part of what this program is designed, is to get those people out and let them feel a little more involved in the community in that. So I know when you're going to say the budget and the $20,000 for the fire department, you got to look at, you got to give back to the, you know, to the seniors. I mean, if you look at a budget of roughly $15 million and you look at taking $10,000, that's less than what, 0.25% that you're giving back to a body of people that help out in this. And if people start leaving the city, I mean, a lot of people, if you talk to seniors, they'll say, oh, Franklin is great. They have this fantastic program. Whether you see it as an alderman, I can tell you the success of that program is out there, and the word of mouth is spreading in other communities that I've fielded calls from are jealous of that program that, that we have. And when we put trips together, I can tell you I'm going to field calls for $71, because if you just go on the internet for the trips that I'm going on and the prices they're asking, you're going to say, how the heck can he get it for that when they're saying it costs this much? Now, I couldn't get the Trump, you know, rooms overnight. That I'm still working on, you know, at the Trump Tower in Chicago. But that's something for next year. So we do have those kinds of trips. If there's any other questions, I tried to listen and hoped I could deal with as many.
So, Basil, what would you say? 95% are Franklin citizens then?
Easily, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. And Alderman Mayor.
I think Mike had his hand up first. I'm going to take Mike and then I'll go.
Sure, we'll take Alderman Barber first.
Do the seniors pay anything for this along the way?
Yes. Yes.
What kind of fee structure is that?
That's $71. They will pay all of that. The only thing the city does and why we designed it back then was we wanted the ability for the city to participate and absorb that. What the city does is the city pays for the bus. I get an invoice from the bus company that I verify is correct, and I forward it on to the city. The city also gets named as an additional insurer on the bus company's insurance policy. So if there is anything, the city is protected in that regard. So the city just pays the bus. The bus comes out of a fee that you have set aside. It's the same $10,000 that I put in place way back in 2001 is continued in there, even though that we know with inflation and cost and fuel and everything else has gone up, that $10,000 is still the same. But it's not the same buying power that it had back then. It's an issue that I've tried to address to the council. Last year you gave me some additional money that we rolled into this year. And that's been helpful with the programs and with the success that we've had because I've been able to absorb that to date. I don't know if this trip is as popular that when we go to Chicago, if that'll be two buses, three buses. When we went up to Lambeau Field last year, we took 118 people on that trip. So people are, and it is a different. Going to go to Alderman Mayor. It is a different group of people. You get an age variation. Older people with walkers and that, kind of like the theater show where there's not a lot of walking, they can go and sit down and watch. Younger seniors like the boat tour, Lambeau Field tour, more walking. So you see that disinvolvement where people that can't walk won't go on a certain trip, but other people that like to walk do it. So we try to mix it up in a frame that we offer a variety to all seniors and that all seniors get involved.
Thank you.
Alderman Mayor.
Thank you. So, Basil, I'm glad to hear that the enrollment is going up, and I'm really glad I like to see the Chicago trip instead of just Fireside every time for the reasons you just mentioned because you appeal to a wider variety of seniors. I also was happy to hear that it's predominantly Franklin citizens because it is the city of Franklin supporting it, so I was glad to see those things. So of your seniors, how many of those seniors that you track are part of the Seniors Inc? Do you know that? Do you track that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so how many of them are? The majority?
It's a small number,
to be honest.
I used to go there. Shirley used to have a table that she would do when it was at Clifford's and that. I used to go there to carry in her shoes the notification. We'll just say I have a disagreement with what Fred had said earlier about invites to that organization, and I'm not here to argue or dispute things. But because we have, and because now if you go onto the web page, we have a web page, people are able to download the form right there, the flyer. So if any of you want to go to the Franklin Senior Travel Program, it's called Franklin Senior Travelers, we have a web page, and if you go into the activities, you'll see the three events that we have, and you're able to download the flyer and then send in your money in the form. So as a result of doing that, we reach out to a larger base of people. The newsletter helps. We also do with the school. We also post it in other organizations where we have apartments and that, where we have certain seniors that, you know, when they come out, they'll put them in those buildings and that for us to let people know. So there's no need of, and I didn't want the image of catering to one group of people by showing up at one organization. So because of the basically the word of mouth and the ability for us to spread out information now, it's been, I think that's where the success is coming.
So you mentioned a newsletter. Is that the same as what's on the website, or do you have an actual newsletter?
No, when I say the newsletter, I'm talking about the city of Franklin's newsletter.
Okay.
I've helped with Lisa where we've redesigned that, and we put out the information in there. We're more descriptive in our trips and that, which, you know, allows, because certain people want to know pretty much where you're going, what's for, you know, dinner or lunch or whatever. And so we now put that, you know, in there. We're able to cater to people that have dietitians, you know, requirements, you know, whether they're, you know, glucose or whatever, we can cater to all of that. So we handle all of the fears that older people seem to have, and we handle those quite efficiently.
Thank you.
Alderwoman Wilhelm, and then let's wrap this up.
Basil, thanks for doing this program and taking over for Shirley. You've done a great job on it. I'm wondering if you've been able to do or find any local Franklin events, since it